I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Walk, a simple word that means so much more. The Greek word for walk in the New Testament means to live. It speaks of making one's way, regulating one's life, conducting oneself. Now, given a choice, how many of us deliberately choose to walk down a dark street or even a dark hallway when we can easily turn on a light? Some might, but not me. Not my grandchildren either. They have never seen a light switch that they won't turn on and leave on. The Word of God speaks about walking in the light, and I want to talk about a few of those passages today. Isaiah 9:2. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. We recognize this passage as the one that Jesus read aloud at the beginning of his ministry in Matthew 4:16. John 1:4 proclaims that Jesus is the true light. In the beginning was the Word, he begins. In him was a life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 9, there was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. The truth is that we all start out in darkness, physically, because there are no night lights in our mother's womb, and spiritually, where we are born sinners. But thankfully, as Psalm 139 tells us, even the darkness is not dark to God, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to him. It is the God who is light that forms us in the depths of the earth, and he sees us even in the secret place. Isaiah gives us some encouragement in chapter 50, verse 10, as he prophesies about the coming light. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. In this world, we have a choice to walk in the light, to comprehend it, to lay hold of it, to make it our own, to allow his light to shine into our minds and our lives so that we are no longer walking in darkness. Or we stay there in the darkness where Ephesians tells us we are deceived, where we open ourselves up to immorality and impurity. But if we receive Jesus, the light of the world, everything changes. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Jesus told his disciples, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." John 11:9 and 10. A little later, he says to them, "For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness may not overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, in order that you may become the sons of light." And in verse 46, he says, "I have come as light into the world, that everyone who believes in me may not remain in darkness." Father in heaven, you said, "Let there be light," and it was so. You have given to us the light of the world so that we do not need to walk in darkness any longer. Thank you for sending Jesus to bring us light so that we can walk with you forevermore. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen